We're talking with Richard Wortham from the Texas Beef Council. Richard, let's talk a little bit about the additional dollar that cattle producers in Texas voted to actually collect here a couple of years ago now. You've actually got the money in place, and you're starting to utilize it in several fairly innovative ways. Tell me about that.
Well, Ron, we're actually 20 months into it, and there obviously have been some learnings, but I will tell you the state checkoff has enhanced everything that we've been able to do in the last 20 months. To give you some really good examples, we've been able to launch a new Beef Loving Texans campaign, something we would not have been able to do 3 or 4 years ago. This whole MD outreach, which we're really, really excited about. And that's an effort that going to physicians that see high cholesterol patients, and in many cases we know that they get recommendations on limiting beef. And so we're taking a very aggressive approach to sitting down with those doctors one-on-one, not just sending them material, but sitting down and talking about the nutritional benefits of beef and showing them the research about beef. And I will tell you, it's opened a lot of eyes in the last 6 months. And so that program, we're about 8 months into it. Our board is very excited about the initial results. And so we'll enhance that in 2017. So, but if you look at the state checkoff in general, it has made all of our programs more robust than they've ever been before.
Tell me a little bit more about the physician outreach. I understand that you really were able to do a home run as far as the quality of people that you were able to hire to go into those offices.
Yeah, it's based on a pharmaceutical rep model. And what we did was hired two contractors in the Dallas area and Houston. And they are very comfortable going in and talking to physicians, and whether you're talking about pharmaceuticals or what we're doing on the beef side. And so these people already had good working relationship with those physicians, so it was very easy for them to go in and talk about it. But the most important thing is getting those people up to speed on the nutritional benefits of beef so they could help share the message and foster a relationship that they've had for many, many years. And so it's worked very, very well. Actually, the model was copied out of the model that was done in Canada, from the egg side and the beef side. And so why mess with something that has been successful? But we fine-tuned it and tweaked it the way we needed to work. And we're excited about the first year. We're hopeful that the second year we'll be adding additional reps in the Dallas and the Houston areas. So I think there's a lot of good things to come from that.
You think you're changing some minds?
Looking at the reports that those reps have to provide after every physician visit, yes, we are, because we've seen doctors say, you know, I didn't know what you were telling me. And we know that beef is different today than it was 30 years ago. The saturated fat, there's more lean cuts that meet the government guidelines for lean. And so once you sit down and explain that, we've actually had doctors say, you know, I've made a mistake these years. But if you can give them the evidence to say that tells them that they were wrong, that they weren't wrong, but they just were misinformed. But we are seeing those recommendations change, and they say, you know, we're including beef in our recommendations now. So that's very positive, and we're excited about that.
I know that with that additional dollar, you've also been able to put some extra resources toward the international market.
Exactly, and, you know, if you look at the future for our industry, exports, I believe, is long-term, is where it needs to be. If you look at Texas as a whole, between what we've contributed on a national level as well as what the state is doing now, Texas is now the fourth largest investor to USMEF. And so we see a lot of value in the international markets. And I've always said it's a market. International markets is you don't jump in and jump out. You're in it for the long haul. And we have been in it for the long haul. But if you look at our investment for 2016, a little bit over $3 million going to help grow demand in the international markets.